This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Equal pay for equal work. The new film, Made in Dagenham, brings to life a little-known chapter in the struggle for women's rights. In 1968, female workers at the Ford factory in Dagenham, England, went on strike, demanding the same pay as the men at the plant. British actress Sally Hawkins plays Rita O'Grady, one of the Dagenham machinists, a mild-mannered mother and wife. She becomes the Norma Rae of the story, taking the women's fight from the factory floor all the way to Parliament. Here, a hopeful group of Dagenham workers meets with Barbara Castle, a British cabinet secretary, played in the film by the actress Miranda Richardson.
Return to work. Go back to your machines. And you have my word, I will push forward with your fight.
No.
Mrs. O'Grady.
Oh, we need something solid. Something now. You've got the authority. You know, we thought seeing you, we'd...
In politics, you sometimes have to play the long game.
We ain't politicians, we're working women. And so are you.
And that was Sally Hawkins playing Rita O'Grady. Sally Hawkins joins me now. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. So lovely to be here.
How much did you know about the women of Dagenham, the women who worked as machinists, sitting at those sewing machines hour after hour?
Yeah, well, I'm ashamed to say that I didn't know about their plight or their fight. And not a lot of people of my generation and of younger generations, they don't really know. And without these women, there would have been no Equal Pay Act of 1970. Actually then had a ripple effect across the world, and America became involved, the Ford plant in America.
And it all started with these women who would ride their bicycles to work with those little wicker baskets in front.
Yeah.
Did you spend much time with them? How much time did you spend, and what did you learn from them?
I did. I wanted to meet some of them if it was possible, and I met three of the women that were very lovely and very generous with their time. We had a cup of tea in Dagenham. And where they all still live, they're all still friends. What I got from them was their friendship. That's the glue that holds them together, and their strength in numbers. And they're not politicians, they're not political animals by any means, and they don't have that language at their disposal. They're sort of learning as they're going along. And what I loved about them was the fact that... they weren't impressed particularly by the fact that we were making a film about their fight or about them, just as they weren't impressed by the politicians of the time. They were still saying that they were going to meet Gordon Brown to have lunch with him, and that's fine, but it was sort of getting in the way. And it's all quite simple. This is what they were owed, and they just wanted to readdress the balance.
At one point... you crash a union meeting in this film. It's a meeting that's filled with men in dark suits who are all looking up at someone standing on stage at a podium. And yeah. These men are about to marginalize the women who've gotten all this attention because of their strike. And you, as Rita O'Grady, stride to the front of that room and take the stage and stand at the podium. And it's a classic example of speaking truth to power.
You've got to stand up with us. We are the working classes. The men and the women.
Where did you have to go in your own head to get in that moment?
I love that scene because of that, because it is about speaking your truth. For me, it's the scene, for me, for Rita, of the film. You don't need to shout in those situations. You don't need to stamp your feet, as I have done in the past, and it doesn't really get you anywhere. As long as you're speaking your truth, you can say it with the quietest voice, because it will be heard.
It seems that there's also a message for men in this film as well. There's one scene where Rita's husband, played by the actor Daniel Mays, is begging her to call off the strike and literally trying to drag her back into the house. And he's essentially saying, look at me, I've never slept with other women. I've never raised my hand to you, as if it's a point of pride. Before we go on, let's listen.
Christ, I like a drink, but I ain't out on the beer every night or screwing other women or... Yeah, and I've never once raised my hand here. Ever. All the kids. What? Why are you looking like that?
You're a saint now, is that what you're telling me, Eddie? You're a bleeding saint? Because you give us an even break? That is as it should be. Jesus, Eddie. What do you think this strike's all been about, eh? Oh, yeah, no, actually, you're right. You don't go on a drink, do you? You don't gamble. You join in with the kids. You don't knock us about. Oh, lucky me. For Christ's sake, Eddie, that's as it should be.
What do you want women and men to take from this?
There's so much, and I don't think I can sum it up in a soundbite, but I think it happens to be about this particular group of women, but it's about issues we all relate to. You just want people to be, for it to hit home. I mean, I think it's so clever in the way that it shows her domestic world, where it relates to her everyday life. And that's where Rita really learns how important this thing is. She has to follow it through to the very end, however scared she is, however difficult it is for her and for these women. She has a responsibility by that stage, not only for herself, but for all the women involved.
You won a Golden Globe in 2008 for your performance in Mike Leigh's Happy Go Lucky.
Yeah.
And now you're playing Rita O'Grady. Yeah. That will sort of cement your place in Hollywood. Is there a certain kind of role that you're dying to play? I mean, you're known as someone who plays these sort of plucky roles, but is there something outside of this frame that you're interested in taking on?
Gosh, that's a lovely question.
Are you dying to play a villainess or something?
It's always good to play evil. But I haven't really thought like that, and perhaps I should. I mean, there are certain Shakespearean roles I'd love to have a crack at. And when I say Joan of Arc, it sounds...
You want to play Rita Joan of Arc?
Well, Rita is quite Joan of Arc. I think I've been quite lucky. There are so many. And also ones that I haven't even thought about.
Mm. Well, I won't force you to choose.
It's such a vague answer, isn't it? Sorry, very unsatisfying. But give me all of it.
Sally Hawkins, all the best to you.
Thank you.
Or as they say in the film, good on you.
Oh, well, you too. You too.
That's Sally Hawkins. She's the star of the new film, Made in Dagenham. It opens in limited release this month. You can get it if you really want. You can get it if you really want. You can get it if you really want. But you must try. Try and try. Succeed at last. It's All Things Considered from NPR News.